The time is 1800 UTC on May 12th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Breeze. Nigeria. 200 people fear dead in an explosion at an oil pipeline near Lagos in Nigeria. Many of the bodies had been burned beyond recognition. Firefighters were on the scene of the explosion at Ilado, a fishing village 25 miles east of Nigeria's main city of Lagos, and Red Cross workers were helping survivors. Quote, "There was a big fire and quite a number of people died," Red Cross spokeswoman Okon Umor said. "Many of the bodies had fallen into the water of the coastal village. The blast took place when villagers were scooping out fuel that was gushing out from a ruptured pipe." United Nations. According to the United Nations, preliminary test results show that highly enriched uranium has been found on nuclear equipment in the former physics research center at Lavinzan Chihan. The results are expected to be confirmed through other lab tests, but diplomats say the uranium is a, quote, "very high level of enrichment close to weapons grade." Italy. The Italian parliament in unified session elected Giorgio Napolitano, the new president of the Italian Republic, on May 10th. Napolitano, 80, was elected on the fourth ballot with 543 valid votes. The threshold to win the election was 505. The number of great electors, the parliamentarians of both houses and the regional delegates, present was 1,000, of which 990 voted. Israel. Israeli company Dor Energy, the sole supplier of gasoline and cooking gas to the Palestinian territories, cut off all deliveries on Wednesday, citing $27 million in unpaid bills. Mujahid Salameh, Director General of the Palestinian Petroleum Agency, predicted an, quote, "economic catastrophe," which would cripple factories and transportation as many people would be unable to work. He said that the Palestinian Authority does not maintain petroleum reserves and that gasoline supplies would run out in many areas by Thursday. The Associated Press reported long lines at gas stations in the Gaza Strip, and gasoline stations through the West Bank have begun rationing. United States. The American newspaper USA Today reported on Thursday that the United States National Security Agency collected millions of calls from telecommunication companies in 2001. The report comes almost 4 months following a previous controversy of the agency, which included the monitoring of international calls placed within the United States. Congressional members called for answers from the government about the report detailing the agency collecting records of American phone calls from communication companies. Australia. Australia's emergency telephone service 000, which is operated by Telstra, has been lost in New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory following damage to two optical fiber cables. It is believed that in two separate incidents, optical fiber cables were cut at Gundagai and Narrandera in southern New South Wales. In addition to the loss of the 000 service, 34 mobile base stations in the region have also been affected. According to Telstra, local calls are still possible and they recommend that people dial their local fire, ambulance or police station in case of an emergency. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.